Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
I want to welcome everyone to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and it feels kind of funny to be back home after being gone for a couple of days, and I know our guest, Alan, not going to say it feels funny, but I know he's been gone for the last couple weeks on different adventures, and we're going to have some fun. We always have fun. That's not unusual, but today we're going to do it a little differently, where we're going to do address a topic that, you know, Alan, it's kind of interesting because when I start to say what I'm about to say, I'm thinking, wait a second, we've been talking about this for years, and I've been hearing about this since I was a kid. But I really want to delve into it, so maybe we could shed a little light on something or this topic, to address this situation, and allow maybe some of us will see it. I know I will. I always glean from other people. But allow us to understand what can happen when we leverage and when we utilize something as simple as the technology that we're all a part of right now, and that is the phone, the power of utilizing the phone, and what can happen when we leverage other people or other tools that are already out there. And what I'm talking about is a three-way call. Alan Rako is our guest this morning. And I just lost the city. Alan, you're going to have to tell everybody where.
It's actually Davie, Florida, near Fort Lauderdale.
Near Fort Lauderdale, okay. So, way out on the East Coast. And, is that, you say near Fort Lauderdale, near?
Near Miami.
Okay. So, between Lauderdale and
Miami.
Okay. So, where it's always sunny, part of the Sunshine State, never a dreary day. And, Alan was with us a few weeks ago and shared his story, and coming out of a athletic/investment background, if I could sum up that, and discovered Niken and realized that, hey, this thing is for real, and if I'm willing to sacrifice a little bit and put forth some effort, much like starting any business venture, that there's going to be a little bit of sacrifice up front. That things will happen, and here you are now as a Royal Diamond in Niken, and enjoying the fruits of your labor, and have a beautiful wife and a son who just celebrated 12th or 13th?
10th, but you're close.
I tried to grow them up too fast.
Yeah, we want to keep them young for a while.
Yeah, in my defense, I spent the last 2 days with 270 middle schoolers.
Oh, wow.
So, I was the parent in charge of 32 other parents to serve these 270 middle schoolers. So, at a camp, and a lot of fun. And one of the luxuries and one of the benefits of being able to, work for yourself, and I noticed a lot of the other parents, were in the same mode. So I had a great prospecting base of which I will be doing much follow-up with, and then doing exactly what we're going to talk about today, and that is, leveraging in three-way. So, Alan, let's start out as a little review, and then what we are going to do, folks, so if you're in an area where it's a little bit quiet and you'd like to interject and get involved, we'd love to have you do that, because the line will be open, and so you can ask Alan a question and say, you know, whatever it is, because I don't believe, and Alan, maybe you'll, I think you'll confirm this, I really don't believe that we're utilizing the power of the three-way as much as we possibly can.
And, definitely are not.
And I know for myself that so much credibility has been established, having spent part or pretty much all of last Saturday going up to an event, the product launch in Tacoma, and then coming back, and what was established in driving up with a full van load of people, and the three ways that took place while we drove, you know, connecting people with other people in a very informal setting, you know, riding in a vehicle, how that establishes the credibility, you know, when somebody meets somebody that they're sitting next to that they've never met before, and they share their story, and how that, you know, does that. So, Alan, for you, was there a three-way use that at the very beginning that helped establish the credibility for you?
It wasn't a three-way call. It was an ABC meeting for me.
And with whom?
Some people that are no longer in the business, unfortunately, but some people in Canada where I originally started who, one was a chiropractor who did the presentation for me, and he did a good job. We're still actually close friends to this day, even though he made an error in his ways, and he knows it. You know? I mean, facts are facts. So I'm not even going to mention his name for that reason. But the truth of the matter is, he did, you know, he was the so-called expert in the situation, and, you know, being a chiropractor, he had knowledge that I didn't. Of course, the first time I met with him, I didn't accept everything he told me because I'm a little skeptical type of person. But I was open-minded enough to take a second look, and second look was he came over to my house. My mom was there. She had some problems herself. He made her, you know, feel better. She always has to put her thumb into hot water every morning just to be able to move her thumb. And he took the Mag Boy, and in less than 5 seconds, she had full mobility in her thumb. And it just opened my eyes, and I realized that Nikan was, you know, real special. I'd just like to quickly share my story just so people who have not met me know a little bit about myself. And then I'd like to talk, you know, about the ABCs. And then I'd like to answer any questions you may have. And I'd like you also maybe to share a little bit how the ABCs have helped you in building your businesses. Okay? My story, I'm a former tournament tennis player and coach who suffered with very serious neck, back, and shoulder problems. My orthopedic surgeon in Toronto, Canada, where I'm originally from, told me I would suffer for the rest of my life, that I had to learn to live with it. I did physical therapy, massage therapy, chiropractor care, which helped increase the range of motion in my neck, but the problem just didn't go away. I started using Nikan products in April of 92, and literally in 3 days of using the products, my problem basically disappeared. I realized then and there that these products could help just a small amount of people, like it helped me. It could become a very large business. And that's when I decided to take it, you know, to do Nikan and take it very serious. But getting onto the ABCs, because really that's what I think is the least used and most important thing that we can be using in our business. ABC can be, obviously can be a meeting, a two-on-one meeting, or it can be a three-way phone call, or today it can be done through Skype and other technologies that we have to do everything with. The whole point is why do we use the ABC? And the why is very simple. It's about leveraging your upline, the so-called experts in the business. Have you ever noticed that when you talk to a family member or friend, they don't tend to listen to you, but a total stranger tells them the exact same thing and they accept it? That is probably the main reason why we use the ABC. You know, but there are other reasons too. You know, I mean, it's a part of the education of the business. You know, if I'm doing an ABC for somebody, you know, after the call, we may spend a few minutes after to talk about the call a little bit. They're listening to the way I handle different situations on the call, and that way they're learning. And let's face it, I may make a mistake during a call too. I'm not perfect, far from it, as we all are. And so, you know, I'm open with the person. You know, tell me, what do you think? What did you think of the call? Where did it go well? Where could we have done better? You know, all of this is an extremely important thing. So basically, it is an education for both the newer person in the business and the prospect. You know, I want to talk a little bit about preparation for a call because I'm a strong believer you just don't do things just to do it. You have to have a reason, you have to have a purpose. So anytime you're going to be doing an ABC, you got to think of how to set up the call. So anytime that I'm going to be doing a three-way call, I have the person call me 5 minutes before. During that 5 minutes, I'm going to ask a few questions to them. And I'm going to take notes because I really want to be as prepared as possible under the circumstance. Okay? Preparation means you do not want to wing it, because when you wing things, anything can happen, and that's not the purpose of what you're trying to do. So what are the things that are important? One, you need to know what the purpose of the call is. B, the hot button. What is important to the prophet? What makes a person tick? Do you understand them? And now, understand that in some cases, you don't know the hot button. You know, it's someone you had just met, so you may not know much about them. C is you need to know the background of the prospect. It's important just to have a little idea where they're coming from. And one of the things that I think is the most important thing is what is the next action step to be taken. I don't know about you, but I personally hate calling machines and leaving messages all the time. Okay, I mean...
And then there's others of us that are warped, like Vance, that absolutely love it. And
that's right.
But today, you know, I was talking with a parent a couple of days ago about this subject. Oh, she has her own photography business. And she said, you know, Vance, in today's culture, for some reason, she does wedding photos, you know, and wedding shoots. And she said, when it comes to the phone call, I cannot believe how many people today, they will not. She said, they hire me to come shoot their wedding, but they will not talk on the phone. She said, they just won't talk. She said, I will call them, I will leave a message on their voicemail, and within seconds I'll get a text back on my cell phone. But they will not pick up the phone.
Wow.
So it's amazing how much we've shifted. So we have to figure out a way, and maybe in fact, when we set something up like this, and we figure out what that hot button is, maybe they'll actually realize, hey, these people said they were going to call me at this time, or this person said, and they said they're going to have another gentleman or another female on the line. Maybe I should actually pick up the phone and not be afraid of them, you know. But if there's a spark there, like you said, what's that hot button? What's those details? If we can address that, it definitely lends the credibility.
And one thing I just want to say that I think is important, not only, let's say, on a phone call, but when you first meet someone, you're talking to them, you need to get into a conversation that finds out about the person. So you really should know a little bit about their hot button, what's important to them. You know, do they have financial needs? Are they happy with what they're doing? How long have they been doing it? Like, anytime I have someone who, you know, I'll ask a simple question, so what do you do for a living? I'll say, and how long have you been doing it for? Anyone tells me more than 7 years, I will always go right back and say, and is it still as enjoyable as it used to be?
That's a great question.
Because I just want to find out where, you know, sometimes it's yes, but probably 9 out of 10 times, the answer is no. And this way you've already opened up what area of their life they may not be satisfied with. Remember, we use the 5 pillars for a purpose. I mean, obviously we're trying to create balance in our lives, but we're also looking to see where people's lives are out of balance and how Nikin can help them to improve their lives to get back into balance. And we can show them then how Nikin can do that for them. And that's really what we do in this business.
Well, once we've attained it, if our goal is, and I don't think we're ever going to have perfection in all 5 areas, far from it, but when we're shooting and we're striving towards that, to develop that healthy dynamics in our own lives, our goal should be to share that with other people. Alan, one of the things that has truly amazed me about long-termers in Nikin, regardless of where they're at as far as the rank that we've been able to attain, is the longer that we're in Nikin, the more synonymous those 5 pillars become. And we really should leverage in them. And our goal should be to share those with other people. What do you find when, I know that when you talk about setting it up, the 5-minute call prior, you had said that it was the ABC, it wasn't a phone call, but an ABC with the chiropractor friend that allowed you to see what Nikin was all about. Oh my goodness, I just lost my question.
That's okay, because I have something else to talk about anyway.
Go ahead, it'll come back to me.
I did talk about this last time, but again, I don't know who was on the call. And I think it's better that I go through things and again, you know, to me, the ABC is probably the most important thing that you're going to be doing in this business. And if you're not doing it, you're just slowing down your progress. And I don't know about you, but how many people want to slow down their progress?
That'd be a very warped person.
Right. I mean, what is networking? It's about leveraging your time, people, the whole thing, and leveraging your, you know, the leadership people. So what kind of calls do we do in ABCs? Because, you know, most people think that there's only one type of ABC call, and that being a prospecting call where you're prospecting. But to me, one of the ones that is rarely used and needs to be used more, and look, I'm not telling you that my whole group uses it, no matter how many times I suggest it, but I think it's important. It's called a congratulatory call. And the whole purpose of a congratulatory call is a new person gets into the business, they purchase whatever set of products and packages they want to begin the business. And let's face it, a lot of people have buyer's remorse at the beginning. They're just not, you know, did I make the right move or did I not? And that's really part of the purpose of the call, as well as to let people know that they're part of a team. So in other words, the new person, the sponsor, talks to one or two people in the upline to introduce the new person to them. Our job then is to make them feel comfortable in making the, you know, that they made the right decision, getting to know them, as well as letting them realize that they're part of a team, that we're going to help them in building their business. They're not going to be in their business by themselves. And that's an extremely important call, you know, and it is, I would say it's used by less than 1% of people in this business.
Yeah, and I would completely agree with you on that, because let's say in the last 10, you know, 12 years, we've switched so much over to texting, to
yes.
Facebooking, utilizing social media, and there's nothing wrong with any of that.
You do
what you gotta do. And that can be if somebody lives literally texting nonstop, that can be the best avenue to get in touch with them and simply say, hey, welcome to Nikan. You don't know me. We haven't met yet, but I look forward to it. Here's my number. I will be contacting you. And if we know that, that's an incredible avenue to be able to utilize. Alan, what I really think when you say that less than 1%, which is a sad statistic, when you have put this in motion, I would imagine that hopefully that your team would continue to you know, utilize the same modality, the same format, so that you're not the one, as starting to build your organization, you're not the one, you know, years down the road that's doing all of the calling as the upline.
Exactly.
That everybody else should have put this in motion to learn the pattern.
Right, but I probably didn't know to do a congratulatory call at the beginning either. So, I mean, this is something I figured out over time was needed, and I have implemented it as well as I can in the organization. Again, some of my people are great at doing it, you know, immediately introducing me to their new people, you know, or to somebody else. It doesn't always have to be me. It could be someone else in the upline. There's, you know, so many people that can be done. The point is, it is an important call because it really sets the tone for that new person.
Mm-hmm.
It really lets them know, first of all, there are successful people in the business, and second of all, that they are part of a team and that they have made the right decision. It's really just about making people feel comfortable at the beginning.
And I remember what my question was now.
Okay.
Back at it. And that is the timing of it. Is it imperative? Because I did one this week, and with a person who didn't know anything. He'd never even heard of Nikan. And I don't know if that's right or wrong or indifferent, because I've had some that I was that, you know, I was that A, and that phone call was the introduction to Nikan. So I had to rewind, because when we'd set it up, when I was asked to do it, I thought he had already known a little bit about Nikan and what it was, but he didn't know anything. Absolutely nothing at all. And so, which was fine. So
sure.
I went into a little mini presentation of what Nikan is, and because that was his first point of contact. Do you feel that that's the ideal way to do it? Or would it be better to at least get information. Maybe the great new 4-minute video that people see when they log into NECN, either as a customer, or we can email that video, or does it really matter?
You know what, there's sometimes a saying that you can't say the wrong thing to the right person.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, there is no exact science on exactly how to do this business, because obviously we all do a little bit different and different situations occur differently. You know, so I don't believe there's one way, and there's no one right way, and what you're saying is not wrong. And I won't say to you what's not right, because it is. Whatever works in the situation, because look, not everything is perfect. You know, things don't work out exactly the way you plan, but at least you need the plan. I want to go back to ABC because there was something I want to share that just happened. And just to show you how ABCs can be used in, you know, this was in person. I'm just coming back from NECN's 20th anniversary Latin America conference in Mexico, in Cabo San Lucas. And while we were there, I mean, mainly we were there with just a lot of people from all the Latin countries. And by the way, it was exciting. The people were so excited. It was really a pretty amazing thing. Anyone coming out of there, I guarantee you, were building their businesses directly from there and forward. And I've already seen some, I've already seen the volumes creep up over in Mexico since I've come back, which is only a few days ago.
And you have for the people that don't know, you actually have quite a special connection to Mexico. That would be your wife. And can you share with the group real quick? I don't want to deviate too much, but at the same time, I think it establishes the credibility of why and supports exactly what we're talking about. That connection for you guys.
How we got together and
everything?
No problem. Just remember to tell you about an ABC in Mexico while I was there.
I will do that. I will bring us right back to it.
Perfect. What happened was, when I started in NECN, was 92. In 93, April of 93, NECN opened up Mexico. And I had some contacts there, so I made a decision to go there and see, you know, where we could take it. Well, at the time, there was a lady named Erica Rossell, and she was working for NECN headquarters, had started the Spanish department for the company, and Larry Profit asked her to come with her to Mexico to help translate for, you know, for him if he needed some help. Well, it ended up that the person who was doing silver training never showed up, and Larry asked Erica to be the translator. And this was, I believe, the end of April, if I'm not mistaken. Well, that was the first time I met Erica, and Erica ended up becoming my wife. Okay, so NECN works in mysterious ways. Not only a great business, but for me, I was for a few years friends at that time. I guess timing's everything. And, well, lo and behold, she became my wife. We've been married for over 17 years now, and thanks to NECN opening up Mexico, it not only helped me build a nice large business there, but it brought me a wife who is there helping support our business in Latin America and even here in the United States with the Latins. I mean, she can work with the English people too, but, you know, obviously her speaking Spanish, it's like she's able to do it, so she's able to leverage her, you know, her language, her experience, and everything, and helping us be able to build businesses elsewhere.
And now, and we probably want to establish for the record, if you're out there listening to this and you're single, it's not imperative that you find a spouse that speaks a different language in order for you to go into that country. It doesn't hurt, but it's not a requirement. Now, and you wanted me to remind you, Alan,
yes,
that you just had one happen, an ABC,
yes,
in Spanish.
Exactly. While we were in Mexico, at the beginning, we really didn't have a lot of time. We were, you know, meeting people from all over. Everyone's talking. We're all having a great time. But on the last day and a half, we had, actually, even before we'd had it, but the one I want to talk to you about is there was this lady that we'd met who she was selling, you know, memberships to travel clubs or getting people to go over to wherever the location was. And my wife had spoken to her about Nikan a little bit, and she showed interest because she's been a successful person who has earned very good monies. And the business, everything in Cabo San Lucas is based on tourism, just about everything. And since our economy in the U.S. had changed, most people that come there are from the United States. There are also some Canadians, but the majority of people are Americans. So most everybody there speaks English also. What we found out was that when our economy had changed, it actually affected Cabo more than any other area, probably in Mexico, because Mexico's economy has actually been very good, but over in Cabo they've had some problems. So this opens her up into being willing to look at some other things. So we talked to her, my wife talked to her, and then later on she introduced me to her, and I had a conversation with her. And then the next day we wanted to share at least a few products that we were carrying with her, with us. And we did a little bit of that. And then we saw one of our diamonds in Mexico while we were talking. So I said to Erica, go get Margarita. Let Margarita talk to her. So in that time, we used someone in our downline to help us with an ABC. It doesn't always have to be someone in the upline. It could be a crossline. It could be someone in your downline. It doesn't matter. You just want a separate person talking to them. So you're not the one doing that prospecting, but it's someone else helping you to do that prospecting or helping you to get the person to see things in a different way. Now, let me tell you, it was great. You know,
I think that, you know, at the very beginning of the call, Alan, I used the word leverage because today is different than things were 20 years ago when you and I both got started, and we didn't have the internet 20 years ago. I mean, it existed, but every home did not have it like we have today. I mean, 2 days at a camp where there's no cell service, and yet there's Wi-Fi. And every single adult that's got a smartphone, they're walking around this camp, and they're checking emails, and they're, you know, Googling stuff. I mean, there's so much available immediately. And a lot of the conversations we, you know, literally we'd go right to the internet to find out the information. And I think one of the things that we don't even utilize today as much as we can, which I mean, I'm doing this every single week, introducing somebody to Nikan and saying, hey, let me just email you that information. And what do? I end up emailing them a short YouTube video about somebody that I think they're going to best relate to.
Sure.
And it's more of a 21st century way of doing a three-way call. Dr. Robin Elcombe turned me on to a short 6-minute video that Botanist shot of her, and I cannot tell you how many people I've sent that to who are in the medical field and encouraged other people to do the same. It's a little different than a three-way than calling Robin and saying, hey, would you talk to my chiropractor friend about why people in the medical industry, you know, should take a look at this. Alan, if you're ready, or unless there's some other points that you want to hit, I'd like to open up the line and have people throw some questions.
Let me take just two quick minutes. I'm just going to go through very quickly about the different types of calls. Prospecting calls. On a prospecting call, you're sharing your story. You're building rapport with that person. You're finding out what's important to the prospect. And, of course, that's by asking a lot of questions. An ABC can be a training class, such as what this is. This is an ABC. You also have what I call the long-distance wellness preview. You know, if I'm here, my group, wherever, it doesn't matter where they are, we could be either on a phone call or by computer. We can do a Skype or whatever, where they can see me and hear from me, and I can answer any questions they may have. Important rules. B should not speak unless spoken to. Last thing you want to do is you bring somebody out there and you say they're the expert, and then you're interrupting them. That really ruins the credibility of the call, and always end up with the next step established. One other last thing, how to set up an ABC. I I have a very simple line that I use, and it can be changed around by different people, but I'm just going to tell you because I want people to learn how simple it can become. And all you have to say is, I would like to introduce you to my business associate who's been in business a lot longer than myself and is very successful. And if you decide to get involved with Neekin, they would be part of your team also. I put the word if in there because you want to make people feel like they have an out, like they're not being pushed into something.
Say that line exactly again as you
do. Yeah, I'll do it slower. I'm trying to go fast because of time, and I know you want to move on.
Okay.
I would like to introduce you to my business associate who has been in business a lot longer than me and is very successful. And if you decide to get involved with Neekin, they would be part of your team in helping you build your business.
You know, I think that one of the key things that you said there is the word or the term business associate.
Yeah.
Because there's so much that it gets established when you say that this is a business and I'm serious about it as a business. You're not starting to introduce all this network marketing lingo.
Upline, downline, sponsor.
And you hate that as much as I do.
I know.
And we've had this conversation, I think, face to face. But I think that's really, really imperative. And I've used that term business associate for years. But we have so many outside trainers in the network marketing industry that keep throwing in this network marketing man. And it's kind of a novelty that I don't think is a novelty at all. I think it really hurts us in the long run. But I think I love the fact that you stressed the word if you join.
Right.
Because we don't want to be presumptuous.